on the seat, his head in the old man's lap. The old man was softly stroking the filthy, matted hair. As the train pulled away, I sat down on a bench. What I had wanted to do with muscle had been accomplished with kind words. I had just seen Aikido tried in combat, and the essence of it was love. Now, it's unlikely, if you were to get into the thought processes of that old Japanese man, that he said to himself, "This is a terrible situation. I better do something. I will yell, 'Hey,' joyously." Doesn't that seem unlikely to you? I mean, that may have gone on, but it seems unlikely to me. Okay? So where did it come from? Where could that "Hey" have come from? Hey! Hey! I mean, we are all living on the subway car all the time. There's always violence around us. There's always threat. There's always anger. There's always violence. All this stuff. Tremendous fear everywhere. Lots of fear. Always around us. How could that old man have had a joyous "Hey"? Where could that have come from? That's Maharaji's giggle. It's the place that is with it all. I mean, he didn't ignore the situation. He entered into the dance of it. He brought in a whole new harmony, a whole new dimension. It was as if the out-of-balanceness of the scene, the way in which everybody was caught in the drama, and there was no spaciousness, elicited from him a process that brought the whole thing back into another balance. He up-leveled the scene, you could say, because he was the up-level. The "Hey" just came out of the total gestalt of the moment. It was not an analytically arrived at solution. It was who he was. He didn't lose his appreciation of the beauty of humanity because of the fear, the violence, the stuff. Interesting, isn't it? How many of us contract all the time around the fear, around the violence, around? It's interesting that this kind of stuff we do when we come together and we study and we work and we meditate and we sing and we do all this, and we do it over years, and you can feel, those of you that have been doing this together for years, how we are changing. We are slowly, 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 and there's no time again, so it could happen from person in a moment, but there is, you can feel the process going on of lightening up, of not taking the personality so seriously, of not taking the dramas of life, not getting so trapped in them, not pulling back, but not being trapped. Passionate involvement and emptiness. A joy that doesn't deny what is in the world and isn't trapped by it. You and I are in the process, and the reason I used the word patience earlier was that you go from planning when you'll get enlightened. If I work hard at this retreat, and if I go to the 3 month at Barry, and then if I read by next June, I can probably put out my shingle as an enlightened being. Forget it, baby. There's no time in it, and it's all process. It doesn't end. It's just a continuous process. Continuous process. I mean, Maharaji kept a diary, and every day in the diary, I mean, can you imagine a realized being keeping a diary? What do you suppose he thought was significant that he wrote down every day? 2 pages he wrote every day, and he had books of it. I mean, book after book, there were all stacks of these books. Every day, 2 pages. He wrote all the critical events that happened during the day. If you open the page, it says, "Ram, ram, 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 ram." Just 2 pages of "ram, ram, 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 ram" every day. And when he was about to die, he gave it to Siddhima, this incredible woman. He said, would you keep my diary from here on in? It was called his diary.